Hi, and welcome to Tennis Volley Talk with Brian Danielson. I hope that you guys did like the two-part commemoration of my tennis friend Bruce the last 2 weeks. Something that I felt that I had to do and give him memory of good of a friend he was to all the tennis players out there. And then tomorrow, going to be going to a service that they're going to be holding for him. So other than that, with today's episode, welcome to episode 65 of Tennis Volley Talk with me. Other than that, this week, what I'm going to be doing is talking a little bit about the clay court season that has started. In preparation, going into Roland Garros. Last week, they had some clay court, red clay clay court tournaments in Europe area. And so what I ended up doing is actually who ended up winning those particular tournaments that was actually this last week, it was actually Casper Ruud again. But he beat Stefanos Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas beat him the week before. This week, he ended up beating Stefanos Tsitsipas. He had a game plan though too, and boy, he pulled that off to perfection with his game plan on how to beat Stefanos Tsitsipas. And with that, he won actually 7-5, 6-3 over Stefanos Tsitsipas. Really played some very consistent tennis, along with Stefano having that beautiful one-handed backhand that he has. But Casper Ruud, he pulled it out. Very tough clay court, but I think that's going to be kind of another rivalry between all these top players right now, Djokovic and Alcaraz and Casper Ruud, Stefanos Tsitsipas, let's see, even Herbert Hurkacz. A lot of these players so close, and it could be any given tournament that they win at any particular time and everything. So, that is what they're doing now. But also with that, and that happened actually in Barcelona with Casper Ruud winning. Now, also with that, in the Bavarian Open, it was actually Jan-Lennard Struff from Germany that actually took on American Taylor Fritz. They were both vying for their first clay court tournament. And actually Struff took this one, then actually the same score, 7-5, 6-3, same score. So kind of funny that way. He was actually playing lights out tennis. He, even though Taylor Fritz was actually bombing serves, and he was returning them from Taylor. And it was just amazing that he was just on fire. He was hitting everything well within the lines and catching Taylor where he didn't know where he was going. But if he catches fire, he's a very, very good player in that same respect and playing than with that. And then in the American Open, that was where Jan, the Bavarian Open is where that happened at. And then also Alina Rybakina, she actually beat Manda Kosnyuk. And she won, and that was in Stuttgart. And she won 6-2, 6-2. But now Rybakina, she is actually in that tournament. She beat Iga Swiatek. And she's just actually really playing some good tennis here. And I really like the style of her play that she has with that too. With that aspect too. And, with that, she has a game that is, she doesn't show hardly any emotion at all, but she proves it by her ground strokes and her serve. She has a very, very good serve too, consistent, always consistent serve, but very good ground strokes all the way around. And I like the style of her play. Not just very stoic looking out there, but which is good too within her own right. Still Danielle Collins though, however, she has the fiery personality, kind of a little bit more fiery like Connors did and stuff like that. And, with that, that was, in Stuttgart, like I said. And then Sloane Stephens, she hasn't won in a long time in a tournament, and that was on clay. And it was the Open de Reven, and she beat actually Magda Linette, and she won 6-1, 2-6, 6-2, and she hadn't won in a tournament in a long time, and that was her first tournament that she had won, and so she was playing very well in that tournament, and Sloane Stephens, she just has such a natural look of power. With that, it comes so easy for her in the power that she has. And it is just really amazing in itself and how well she does with that power. But all in all, with all of those being played all on red clay, in all, very good matches all the way around, except maybe the 6-2, 6-2 the Rybakina did on her opponent. But anyway, she ended up winning that. But that's always good. That's always such a good thing to have a tournament on clay under your belt going into Roland Garros. And with that, all around really good play. And myself, I've been getting out a little bit playing myself. For you YouTubers, if you do like this, and let me know, make a comment, like, subscribe. And you podcasters out there, if you do like Racket of the Day too, and me trying to describe it, it's a little harder to describe, but I try. But if you want to see it, take a look at my tennis YouTube podcast, Tennis Volley Talk, if you want to take a look at it. So please do that also. But with that, I've been getting out a little bit more too and trying to work on the serve and backhand, forehand. So I'm getting there. Did a little bit of serving yesterday and really actually helped, and watched some a friend of mine that coaches. And he was showing some different serves and kind of really helped a little bit too, and what I was doing and the approach that I had, and started getting in a little bit better for me. So with that too, also, good play that those players had, that's always really good. Next week, I will be probably talking about, I'm going to be trying to get some more over the phone interviews too. And so hopefully those help. And I hope you guys do like those phone interviews, because I do want you to let me know, comment, please comment. Let me know if you like those phone interviews, because I've had some pretty good ones and I like doing them too, with the phone interviews of people that I've interviewed too. So with that, what we have actually here is today the Racket of the Day. So for you podcasters, if you want to take a look at it, be sure to go to my YouTube channel, Tennis Volley Talk, subscribe, like, comment. You YouTubers, please, if you do like what I talk about with the Racket of the Day, please comment, subscribe, like my YouTube channel here. However, this racket, this racket, it doesn't say, it could be made by Wilson possibility too. Maybe not, but I'm not. It doesn't say what, who the like the you know, brand name like Wilson on the bottom of it or whatever. But anyway, it's called the Sterling. That's a line of racket that is. They may have had different naming of it. Like I say, I keep referring back to the Tad Davis rackets with that. So. With this, it was actually done and made by or sold by old Reliable Sporting Goods. I couldn't find too much information about the sporting goods store, but it had to have been back in the, you know, late or early or 40s, late 30s, 40s, into the 50s, because this racket is about that era too. But however, with this, it was actually... then with that, and I like the color of it too. It has the red throat on it, comes up about almost halfway to the head of the racket. And then it has the ash wood or white or kind of wood that it is. It's probably in this racket here is probably in the 40s, into the 50s, I would say right in that era. But however, it is actually done and made by Cortland Line Company. Now, the Cortland Line Company, really interesting behind that, is with this racket here with the Cortland Line Company, actually in 1915, Ray Smith was a clother, merchant. And then with that, too, he was an avid angler in fishing. And he had enough of the clothing business, so he went into the fishing line business, and he was an entrepreneur in the braiding of line and stuff of that nature with that. And then with that too, he produced a unique line selection of braided fishing line for the anglers out there. Back in 1915 is when he started doing that. Now, somewhere in the early, early 1900s, I would say, because they went way back, even started manufacturing tennis rackets through the line company. So, you know, which was really kind of also really good too, but also the line company, they had to forego a little bit of the manufacturing of the fishing line for the World War II effort too. They also had a unique selection of, you know, with that for the World War II effort here too. Now with that too, with the World War II effort, they made parachute line, and bomb cord was a priority of Cortland Line Company to develop. And they had developed many advanced manufacturing methods and technologies to help the war effort too. Now, Cortland made tennis rackets, like I said, back in the early 1900s at least. And then back in 1961, then Wilson's Sporting Goods bought them out back in 61. So, you know, with that too, very nice, like I said, very nice racket. They had to put tape on the handle here. But there's a little symbol of the Cortland manufacturing company or line company. So, you know, kind of an interesting little story behind that, as far as learning a little bit about that. But the Old Reliable Sporting Goods, you know, like I said, they probably sold things, many different things in sporting goods stuff, and plus one of the rackets. And that's who the Cortland Line Company, you know, ended up selling or making mass quantity and giving it to the sporting goods stores out there. Old Reliable Sporting Goods. So, you know, with that, and I don't know, it could be from middle middle of the USA, mid USA of old reliable, maybe Illinois or Chicago or St. Louis or something like that, that they were out of, maybe up in New York, but I'm not really sure. But it is a pretty old company, though, but I didn't find really too much history about it. But very old, reliable company, old, reliable company. So that it's a very good racket, though, too. And I hope you do like that with this racket of the day. But be sure you YouTubers like, subscribe, and make a comment on what you like about the racket of the day. And you podcasters, if you want to take a look at it, please take a look at it on my YouTube tennis channel, Tennis Volley Talk. So with that too in mind, I just wanted to let everybody know that I do appreciate everybody's views and my followers. I do thank you on that, and new podcast followers too that are following me also. I so appreciate you doing that and following this for my, in my second year now. So, and I've really loved doing it and being able to talk to people and have, but I'd like to get more comments if you could on what you like and stuff like that. So it would be very, very nice to see some comments and help along with what you would like to see me do. I don't know. But I'm continue doing what I do because I do like doing it and doing the racket of the day. And then also giving you the tidbit of information about the manufacturer and the sporting goods store it came from. I do like doing that. And then plus the tournaments that come up and then also the phone interviews that I do. I hope you do like those too, because I've really enjoyed doing those and I've had some pretty good ones too. So with that too, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, if you're in the nice states that are warm weather, it's starting to get warm here in Minnesota. And I'm starting to get outside a little bit more and play. We've been having pretty good wind here, though. So it's not been too good because it's not as warm as some of the other places in the U.S. So it gets it down a little bit cooler. But been hitting the ball, so it's been good to be able to get outside now and hit the ball. And then with that, too, everybody that gets out there, keep playing. Get out there this week. And if you're in the nice country, section of the warmer section, get out and play. And I will, too. And I just wanted to thank you also for joining me again today with my Tennis Volley Talk. Everybody, I will talk to you next week and see where it goes. And I thank you very much and have a good week.